This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. You know, in business, you and I both hate wasting time or money. Driving to the post office, waiting in line, gee, waste of time. Leasing a postage meter, ugh, way too expensive. I've got a perfect solution, Stamps.com. At Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware required. Simply sign up at Stamps.com. Within minutes, you can print all your postage, postcards, letters, packages. It's so convenient. It's like having a post office right in your office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to anybody who will listen. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial. No risk. And a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in the name Colin. That's Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. With sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets passed, knocked away by Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be. Yep.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us where we recap the weekend. We have some great guests for you. We'll hear a few comments from Coach Bo Pelini on the Huskers' win over Washington. And oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. We'll give you a mix down. We'll give you a breakdown of what happened on Saturday. And we'll have Merck and Morris. Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. They get number one Sioux Falls this week. So Merck and Morris coming up. Then we get into the Huskers. But if you've got comments, if you've got thoughts, email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll see how Daddy did in his selections over the weekend. We'll see how things went with Pigskin Pick'em. It's all there for you. And try not to have a heart attack during the show.
Oh, yeah, you said it there. Yeah, calm down, especially if you're coming off an overtime victory in exciting fashion, Michigan State. That was the big news yesterday morning, started breaking. That was a wild and crazy finish to a game. What a gutsy call. Poor Ken. We haven't got an email yet, I don't believe. But Ken, I'm sure, is still pounding his head against the wall. You get up, you get the field goal, your defense does what it's supposed to do. I think they had the protection that they wanted in. The guy just got tripped up. The guy got tripped up, and then the guy's wide open for the score.
We so rarely get anything right on this show. This last Wednesday, Husker Lunch, Hastings Keno.
Tony, I know with the way our picks have been going, nobody wants us to pick Nebraska to win big, but... we're sitting here right now as some Husker fans. I think we're going to kick their ass. I mean, I really do. I don't think Washington's that good. I think you take Jake Locker away, this is a 3-8 team. This is a 3-9 team. They're not that good.
If I don't see that latest line, I'm on your side on this. But for some reason, those lights stay on continually in Vegas. And they don't at my house.
You were all over it, Douglas, and I was right with you. And
I wish I would have had the guts to make it an even bigger than seven. I said they'd score late, and I thought we were a 24-point better team. And they scored on that fumble, basically, from your boy Cody Green, which, you know, I think just some bad luck. But, boy, you better hold on to the ball, too.
Yeah.
And then they busted coverage. Locker, you would think, would hit one during the game, and that's all he hit.
Four of 20. There have to be some college scouts just shaking their heads going, this is the best quarterback out there for us to start an organization around. I don't know how many millions of dollars the poor kid in the Nebraska defense cost him on Saturday. I had a guy this morning, a buddy of ours, say he looked to me like the white Jamarcus Russell. How bad did he look? when you're under pressure and you just throw up balls, literally just throw. We were fair catching interceptions in the defensive backfield. Yeah, pro quarterbacks don't do that. That was terrible. I don't know what he was doing. And if you feel bad for him, you never thought that after you played Idaho and Enderle looked like he did, you would give the edge to Enderle on who you would draft first, heading into the Washington game.
Well, if those are two of the best quarterbacks in the country, then I guess that has something to say about Nebraska's defense and how absolutely unbelievable they are.
Well, I guess tip your hat to them. And, you go back to the Husker lunch last Wednesday, Sean Callahan was asked about the defensive backfield, and he basically said, hey, people, if you go to a game, focus in on them. If you want to watch something, he said, this is as close as you're going to get to an NFL defensive backfield. The way they rotate, the way they fly to the football, the way they ball hawk and things, he said, this is a special group that you may not see ever again.
And I'll tell you what, it was my question all week, is Washington's defense any good? I didn't think so, and no, they're not. And that was the question I asked everybody all week long. And for us to do what we did to Jake Locker as a football team was pretty amazing what Nebraska got done there. So, with that, Daddy. Can you Lockhart takes a snap. Play action fake. He's back in the pocket. Holding, looking, throwing down the seam. Hanks there. Interception. Eric Hague with an INT at the 50. He's knocked down at the Washington 48-yard line. Eric Hague jumps around and picks the pass. His second career INT. Martinez in the gun. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Burkhead, who fights for it. He's on the 40. 35. Burkhead 30. 25. Knocked down at the 23-yard line. It's a 25-yard pickup on the play for Rex Burkhead. Martinez in the shotgun. Now he shifts Burkhead off to his right. Tanner turns, takes a handoff, holds the ball, throws down the field, has McNeil catch 10, McNeil 5, he dives for the pylon, and he is in, touchdown, Nebraska, Tanner Martinez to Mike McNeil, it's 6-0, Big Red. Martinez, play action fake, looking down the field, throws down the field, errs, Kenny makes a catch, spins, 30, 25, Kenny 20, 15, 10, 5, he is down to the 1-yard line. Inside the one is Brandon Kenny as the Huskers hit it for 55 yards. Martinez keeps it, leans, he is in, touchdown. Tanner Martinez, a quarterback keeper, he finds the end zone, his 6th touchdown of the year. Washington sends a blitz, Huskers pick it up, Martinez's pass, caught Niles Paul, first down, 30-yard line, Niles Paul. Able to grab it and fight forward for the first down, the Huskers pick it up, it's a 21-yard gain to the UW 30. Tater takes a snap, hands it off to Roy, right up the middle, 5 dives, he is in, touchdown Nebraska. Roy Hello finds the end zone up the middle, and Nebraska takes a 20-7 lead. Short kick. Kenny grabs it around the 13. Brandon to the 20. 25 lowers his shoulder, gets to the outside. Kenny to the 40. And finally, Folk runs him out of bounds near midfield. So the Huskers with an outstanding kick return 37 yards to the UW 48-yard line. Second and goal from the one. Martinez under center, keeps it himself, pushes the pile. Touchdown, Big Red. Snap back to Tater. Takes the handoff. Tater keeps it himself. He's off to the races. Down the far boundary to the 40, to the 50, to the 40. Nobody's going to catch Tanner Martinez. He's in there for 6 points on the first play of the second half. Turns, hands it off to Roy around the right side. 40. Roy Hill down the near sideline to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, 5. He's in. Touchdown, Nebraska. Another big running play for the Big Red, who now have put 41 on the board. Locker has the snap. Steps and throws. Pass picked off. Alfonso Dinard at the 25. Slides by a tackler. 15, 10. Alfonso Dinard. Touchdown, Big Red. And for the second straight week, Nebraska's secondary gets a pick six. And off to Burkhead, picking his way forward. Still fighting forward. Still on his feet. 10, 5. Touchdown. Oh, my. What a sensational run by Rex Burkhead, who just refused to go down. And he finds pay dirt. And the Nebraska Cornhuskers under Bo Pelini go to 3-0. With an impressive road victory, 56-21 over the Washington Huskies.
I just want to say Nebraska's back and we're here to stay.
56-21. Greg Sharp on the Husker Sports Network with the highlights from Saturday's football game. I want to get to an email first here. David Holdridge, want to answer this for you. Doug and Daddy. What was up with Greg Sharp on the broadcast Saturday, calling Washington UW all day long? I really had a hard time understanding him and what he was calling them. Then, while I was listening to your Friday show on the podcast today, your guest from the Seattle Times did the same thing. Dave and Holdridge. Dave, UW is short for University of Washington, UW, and that is a phrase that they have coined, and that, you know, instead of Southern California, it's USC. They call them UW instead of UW. UW, that is just a, that's what all of that is. That's a common reference to Washington. Kind of like, Daddy, when we talked to the Jackrabbits coach later this week from South Dakota State.
SDS? Is that what we would go with?
I don't know. They're Jackrabbits.
Yes, and we are
Stiglmeyer, but they've got a nickname for Stiglmeyer.
Yeah, Stig. Coach Stig.
Okay, we'll be talking with him. Mondays with Merck and Morris coming up around the corner about theirs. A couple of things that I want to talk about from the game. A, all you Niles Paul haters, where are you at today? All right? Niles Paul, whatever you want to say about what he did in this football game, the positives that he did, what he's been doing over the last few years, and maybe the stats weren't just outstanding because he only had one catch in this football game because we ran it all over the field. I mean, Martinez was 7 of 11, and 5 of them were to Brandon Kenny. So he was only connected with one time. If you actually watch that game and the blocking that Niles Paul did in this football game on a variety of plays, okay, it's not all about catching the ball. It's not all about returning kicks. Watch what Niles Paul and this receiving core did to open things up for Taylor Martinez and Roy Helu on the long touchdown runs in this football game.
I was just going to go to the Roy Helu run. It was Brandon Kenny down the field. He's the guy that not literally when he had him locked up and when he shoved him off of him, and he knocked him back 4 yards, and then that really allowed the touchdown where he would have probably been out of bounds at the 15 or 20-yard line. The shove to get him back on his heels. You're absolutely right, Doug. And I thought the punt returns and kickoff returns, there was a couple of them which Paul had in his hands, in which I don't know if I've ever saw, not you're like, hang on, that's just your natural reaction, I think. He was sticking his nose in there. It was some very, very hard running. And I think you're exactly right. I think Niles Paul played a really good game, and I think, for him taking the crap he does, when he give him some love when he plays a whale of a game.
And then, as we have to do when the Huskers are on the road and we go somewhere and we watch the football game, whether it's with 4 people or 100 people, just I actually just said something to the guys, the friends I was watching the game with, because Martinez, I don't even remember the exact play, but we'd already scored, and I think maybe it was the second drive, and he misses a pass, or he's not perfect. Oh, Taylor, what are you doing? He's wide open. Oh, you missed him by 5. Really? A, this is the guy you wanted in there. B, he's a redshirt freshman in the first quarter on the road against a name team. Say what you want, whether Washington's good or not. And the first time he doesn't make a completed pass, the world's going to end on the guy that you wanted in the football game for the last 3 months. Husker fan, come on. Get it together.
Doug, I don't even have to be around a select group of fans to for my email or my text message box to absolutely blow up. I've never seen people that glasses are 7/8 empty. I've never seen more pessimism.
Did I text you?
No, you did not.
Did I call you?
No.
Am I going to make fun of you on the show today?
No.
Already brought this up.
No.
But Daddy has been in the corner of Cody Green the whole time, last year and this year. Daddy would still like to see Cody Green as the starting quarterback. Now, right now, I don't know that you're saying Cody Green's better than Taylor Martinez. But when Cody Green fumbled, not once, but twice in 2 snaps on Saturday, yes, your phone did blow up.
You know what? And since Taylor Martinez, I'm fine. All I've ever wanted is somebody competent to run the offense, and we didn't have that last year. I've said that from day one. Yeah, it looks to me that Taylor Martinez is a whale of a talent. Do I think Cody Green is better than Taylor Martinez? No, and I've never said that this year at all after seeing Taylor Martinez. It's apparent that he's better than Zach Lee, who you people that send me the text, that your little darling quarterback last year. Well, I'm telling you right now, I go back to the first possession that Cody Green gets in there. They're on their 11-yard line. It's about made as much sense as when they're on the 1-yard line last year versus Oklahoma. Okay, kid, let's go drive them 99 yards.
And
seriously?
I knew that this you were going to be fired up about this. Here's the deal.
What a dumb position to put
Green,
the kid in there.
Cody, at the 12, 13-yard line, That's the way. Well,
it's because we do things by the book, and we're structured, and we wouldn't. You know what? We don't vary from our plan because that's our plan.
So
you know
you're
what?
Mad about the 56-21 victory.
No, I'm not mad at all.
If he was going to get a series in the second quarter, that was his only opportunity. Because there was under 6 minutes left, and it just went under 6 minutes. If Cody Green was going to get the scheduled second quarter series like was scripted, like we've seen the first two ball games, this was the last opportunity to get him in there. The ball thus happened to be on the 12, 11, whatever the hell it was. The bottom line is we hadn't had any problem moving the football. And the bottom line is it could have been their 11-yard line, and he still would have fumbled that football. Now, that's the facts of the case. Now, yes, he's at the 11 or 12-yard line where that started. But, again, the facts are if he was going to get in the game, he was going to get in then, and it wouldn't have mattered where he was on the field, that was going to be a fumble.
Well, the facts of the matter are when they kicked the ball off again and we got at the 40-yard line, Taylor Martinez handed the damn thing off 12 times. Oh, our genius quarterback. Oh, Taylor, look what Taylor did. Well, Cody would have handed the ball off. Taylor never ran the ball.
That's true. I would have put Cody Green right back in the next series. And Husker fan probably won't agree with that, but I would have put him in.
It was 7-8 yards of crack. I mean, yeah. I mean, so then you come out, and I thought the drive before half, and watched it with my buddy, I said, look at Taylor Martinez carrying out that fake. There's nobody going with him. Well, obviously, Nebraska coaching staff's watching up above going, this is going to be a treat for the third quarter. Because the first play, boom, you're down the left sideline.
Are you calmed down?
I just can't believe that that's what some people want to focus on is Cody Green.
They want to give you crap. That's all that was about. Here's the deal. I want to make you feel better. And it is Monday. And tonight at 5 o'clock, I'm going to take you to the chicken coop.
Oh, I think I know where you're going.
Yep. I'm going to get some wing sauce off, and I'm going to slather it all over some nuts and put them in your mouth.
You know what?
Because it's bull fry night.
Amen.
It's bull fry night. There you go, folks. Bull fries, French fries, $5.99. Only from 5 to 10 Monday nights. You can put on your wing flavor if you want to. They've also got boneless chicken wings if you're not into the bull fries, which are very good. Then you can go with the boneless chicken wings, 40 cents each. Choose from any of their 13 wing flavors while you sit back and enjoy Monday Night Football with your favorite beverage, whether it's a Dr. Pepper or maybe it has a little frothy head with a little CL on top. There you go. It doesn't matter. They're going to take care of you at the Chicken Coop where they're open 7 days a week. It's also Wing Night on Tuesday. Those are the bone-in kind on Tuesday from 5 to 10. Always something going on with your friends at the Chicken Coop in Kearney in Grand Island. Check them out this Monday night.
Your favorite wing sauce, Douglas? You've went to the boneless now, pretty much exclusively.
Yeah, the thing but they don't give you the celery with the boneless, which you do get with the wingies.
Okay.
But maybe boneless is just easier.
Honey Dijon? I'm a Jack guy.
I love the honey Dijon. The Jack on the bone in, and the Dijon on the boneless. And then Bobby over there, she suggested, I think there's another honey Dijon, like the spicy honey Dijon. Then there's like a jalapeno Dijon or something like that. Also very good. You know, here's the deal. Any of them that I've ever tried, good. And whatever you want off the menu, it's there for you at the Chicken Coop. We need to take a break. As we go to break, we'll take one more email from the Dent Popper inbox, home of the armor lining. Get your vehicle taken care of today. See the folks on the bricks at the Dent Popper. Brandon says, what do you think of Nebraska's rush defense? Early on, that's how Washington moved the ball. If that's what Brandon's looking at. What do you think of Nebraska's rush defense? Again, don't pick it apart. You're trying to contain a Heisman Trophy quarterback, which you did. If they ran for a little bit of yards, fine. There's something else I said, Tony, and then I want you to respond, obviously. Folks, you don't have to hold teams to 10 points a game. All right, don't sit there and go, oh, my God, they scored. Don't be spoiled off what you saw last year. What's the difference if you're winning 16-15 or 56-38? Yeah, you want to win championships with defense, but our defense hasn't looked bad. They have not looked bad, all right?
I think, obviously the one when they just rush the football right down the field, I think that's the drive he's talking about. And yeah, it raises a little bit of concern. I would have to think that they did some with a blocking scheme. I was surprised during that drive we did not call a timeout because obviously they had us on their heels and were doing something. We hadn't saw those first two drives. I think there was a third drive. I think we're just playing basic
four-man front defense, though. I mean, we never really, during that drive, one like we had safeties and corners up blitzing the edge and at the line of scrimmage, and I think they caught us. Tip your hat to Washington on that drive, and I think maybe we figured it out after that. They came over to the sideline, and when Carl's over there screaming in your face with a chalkboard, they ironed something out because they didn't do it ever again.
Let's get back to your emails. We've got Shane, we've got Greg, we've got Mondays with Merck and Morris to break down UNK and Hastings College weekend. It's all coming up. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Build your better breakfast at Subway with the new 250 breakfast combo. Get a Western egg white muffin melt with 4 grams of fat, fresh toasted and made to your order. Add a 16-ounce cup of freshly brewed Seattle's best coffee, all for only $2.50. Try the new Subway 250 breakfast combo today. Subway, eat fresh.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable. Fat content refers to Western egg white muffin melt prepared according to standard recipe.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Monday night, Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints head to San Francisco to face the 49ers. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Join Randy Cross and me live from the Subway broadcast booth at Candlestick Park for all the action. Can San Francisco bounce back after a dismal opening day performance against Seattle? Or will New Orleans continue its winning ways? Tune in to find out. Saints, 49ers. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Our hidden microphones have captured Doug and Daddy planning for their pick'em contest every Friday. This is what goes on in the great minds of football prognostication.
Everywhere I turn, football.
Why must you needlessly complicate everything?
So I should probably pee first.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
We're artists. Every Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can pick against these guys, and you might win a Toshiba laptop computer at the end of the season from ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. That'll be a cinch.
Areas of fog linger yet early today. Otherwise, we will continue to see sunny skies develop, and a wind advisory also goes in effect for the afternoon with a high around 90. South winds increased around 15 to 35. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower or storm develops. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy! Friday, the opening night of the Nighthawks, and I know you're geeked up.
Well, I think
I'll bet Mike L's geeked.
Well, halftime, I think Nelly's going to arrive in the Air Force One. And that's what I think.
Nelly in Omaha to perform during the Nighthawks game.
What a treat that will be. So if you want to go dancing at halftime, the Nighthawks are where it's at Friday night. But before you go, I think Misco Sports and Kearney wants to see you before the Nighthawks games begin.
You think they carry Air Force Ones?
Well, they sure as hell get them for you. I know that. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Plus, over 40 styles of Husker t-shirts, Husker shirts, sweatshirts, women's, kids. They've got it. They've also got Sioux jerseys, men's college hoodies, 25% off. NFL hoodies, the same, 25% off. Now, Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Get your game on at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. You'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Yeah, I bet you wish you had a hoodie this weekend there at Misco's. It is Mondays, and that means it's time to recap football. And it was a perfect 3-0. We've talked about the Huskers. We'll talk about the Lopers. But right now it's time to talk about Hastings College and our Mondays with Merck and Morris. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for the customers. So growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank, the better bank. And pitching a shutout against Dort on the road, 35-0. And Paul Merkowitz joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a shutout. I'm looking at the stat sheet. I'll let you break it down. Obviously, a good performance by the defense. This seemed to be a game where nobody really got crazy offensively. You took advantage of what you needed to and got out of there with the win. You've seen the film. Your thoughts now after the win?
Well, I thought obviously defensively we played really well. I thought that we never at any point felt like they were going to go on a 10 or 12 play drive and put us in some problems. So felt if we took care of the football offensively and did what we needed to do, we'd be fine. And like I said, our defense was very good. We really were able to shore up some things in our special teams, which against Northwestern there were some glaring concerns and problems, and I think we were able to get those things fixed. And offensively, I don't think we played at the level we want to be at, but our guys are still working, and then we just need to continue to get a little better each week.
Coach, what was it? Was it maybe credit their defense, or why the offensive production wasn't there?
Yeah, I think their defense was better. The field conditions weren't great. It was rainy and cold, and you're on natural grass, which we don't play on very often, and so our guys were slipping a little bit more than maybe what they normally would be. But we both played on the same surface. But you look at the stats; neither team offensively were fantastic. We made some plays when we needed to, and got out of there with a win.
Coach, I guess 3-for-3 in the red zone. You'll take that every time.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, we did some nice things when we were hitting on all cylinders. We executed pretty well. We just shot ourselves in the foot with some assignment mistakes and put us in some bad situations. There's a couple of turnovers in there. Those are going to end drives, obviously. But I was happy with our kids' effort, and we move on to this week.
Well, Pete and Zach both get defensive touchdowns for you. That always keeps them fired up. Is the defense just playing that much better so far this year?
Yeah, they really are. I think our coaches are doing a really nice job of getting those guys prepared. The best way to create turnovers is the bang bang hits and that type of stuff. And when you're getting those, you're in good position. Your kids are reading and they're playing with pretty high energy. And so our defense has played extremely well, really, in all three games. Even though we did give up some points against Northwestern, I think a lot of that came off of turnovers and things like that. So we're going to need a great effort from them on Saturday with the task we have at hand.
Paul Merkowitz joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head football coach at Hastings College. Coach, tell me about making that last drive in the second quarter and getting on the board, because I'm guessing if it's 7-0 against Dort, there wouldn't have been a lot of pleased folks in the halftime locker room.
Well, and it was really, that was probably as good of a drive as we had put together. We had moved the ball a little bit, but that was a drive where we were able to kind of just get some tempo moving and getting, get some good runs in there and threw the ball extremely well. I think having the clock running down towards the end, I think got our guys' energy level going a little bit more. But I thought that was the one drive where we really executed. And like you said, we felt a heck of a lot better going into the locker room of 14-0 instead of 7-0.
Coach, anytime, say what you want about the yards at the end of the game, but anytime you go 10 plays, 70 yards, 8 plays, 51 yards, 11 plays, 53 yards, a lot of those drives can get killed with penalties and turnovers. You weren't doing that.
No, like I said, we when we were hitting on all cylinders, it seemed like when we picked up that initial first down, we were able to get a few more things working. Sometimes you have a breakdown here and there, and it's just stuff we got to get corrected as the season goes on. We're three games in, and hopefully continue to improve. I thought we got better again, even though stat-wise, I think you go into that game, or a lot of people go into that game thinking, hey, this is going to be a good stat game, and we're going to be able to do some things. And they're a good football team, and they're going to win some games before it's said and done. I told Mike after the game, I'm certainly never going to apologize for a 35-0 win. I thought we got better and we did some good things, and just kind of go from there.
Well, Hastings College now 2-1 on the season, and they'll just kick back and Daddy wait for the next team to come into Hastings.
Well, they may want to pay a little bit of attention. I think
it's more of a nap week.
I
kind of kick back.
By Thursday, they'll get their attention. The Cougars roll into town.
Who are they?
Coach, you know a lot about this team. They've been a powerhouse for a long time. How do you go about slaying the Giants?
Well, you know, I think we've got to eliminate those turnovers, that's for sure, because if we hand it to them, they're certainly going to take it. And they're a good football team. You know, we're going to play our game, and you know, we have some things, some wrinkles that we're going to put in just like we would each week. Some things we've seen on film that you know, maybe they have some problems with. But, you know, you just got to – I don't know if you got to play the perfect game. It's the number one team in the country. They haven't lost very many games in our conference. You know, so we're going to put a game plan together. I know our kids are going to play hard. They're excited about the opportunity to play the number one team in the country and see how she shakes out.
Paul Merkowitz with us for just another minute here on our Monday segment. Coach, with their new coach up there at Sioux Falls, what are you seeing different? They continue to put up points and play well, but Northwestern, I think everybody around here would say they're putting their hat on this one. You played Northwestern tough, except for the turnovers. They had a lead on Sioux Falls. This is not insurmountable. Does he do things differently than what we've seen in the past?
They do things a little bit different. Defensively, very similar. I've always said this with Sioux Falls. They're not a difficult prep from, you know, running a bunch of different plays and showing you a different bunch of different things. It's the guys they're doing it with. but, you know, I think offensively they're not, you know, their quarterback is not an option guy. He's not going to run around a ton. They're under center a lot more than I've ever seen them. And drop back passing out of that, not as much shotgun, but they do come at you from a lot of different formations with a lot of different skill guys, and that's your biggest concern.
Coach, they do have a new quarterback. Obviously, they lost Brown, who was a kind of a staple in this offense. So, what's this new quarterback? If he doesn't run around, does he throw it better?
He throws it probably a little better. John Eastman, he's a transfer in from Colorado State, played up there last year, he's got a great arm. He's a pocket passer. A lot of three-step, five-step game, a little bit of play action, that type of stuff. But, they really hit on all cylinders Saturday. I think they put up about 640 yards against Doan, and they were scrambling a little offensively, at least for their standard. But they put everything together on Saturday. Very, very impressive win on both sides of the football from them. So, obviously, we're going to have to be ready try to do some things that put us in a position to win the game.
Coach, last question. Anytime a team goes into a football game or any sporting activity and they're the underdog, they always want to get off to a good start. And we saw this weekend with a variety of teams. They didn't get off to good starts, and you're digging a hole. You can say that. You can talk about it. How do you do it? Is there something that your staff specifically addresses about getting off to a good start, whether that's 0-0 at the end of the first quarter or you guys get on the board first? How do you make that happen or try to make that happen?
Well, you try to make it happen with the first drive either way, you know, offensively or defensively, and you run your best stuff at that particular point and you try to execute. Now, that's great when it works. When you're running your best stuff and it doesn't work, then you really start scrambling. But, you know, the ability to execute and take care of the football, is going to be the key for us. It usually is. Doesn't matter who we're playing, but, you know, getting off of that good start and moving the chains offensively and trying to get off the field defensively in that first quarter, you know, just play one quarter at a time, one possession at a time.
Hey, Coach, best of luck. Hell yeah on the win this weekend, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, brought to you on our Mondays with Merck and Morris by Five Points Bank, your community bank, meaning they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you at Five Points Bank.
Well, you know what? You get them in your own building, your own barn, your own carpet. You get out there and see what happens. It's got to be
1 o'clock go time. Here's the deal, Daddy. Here's the T-shirt. Here's the mantra for the week. Screw it. Do it.
There you go. Pretty simple. Get after it.
There you go. Get the shirts made up.
This is what you want. This is what you know. This is why you go to Hastings. You want to play the best? You're going to get an opportunity.
Somebody's got to beat these guys.
That's
okay?
Right.
Somebody's got to beat these guys sometime. Whether it's Hastings or not, I don't know. And whether they win or not, they need a good showing. They need confidence. They still got Morningside to worry about. And after losing to Northwestern, we said this is where they could be the odd man out. If they're fourth in the conference and they lose three games and it's to those three, is it good enough? It's always been, or it has been for a long time, Sioux Falls and Morningside. And then Northwestern has been that third team. Hastings was last year. You can pick maybe one other school that's been in the mix, but usually you're not going to get more than three schools in. So you got to figure that they need to win one of those two ball games and then complete the sweep or complete the slate as well. We are efforting Coach Daryl Morris or one of his assistants. Coach is tied up in some other activities this morning besides class, so we are going to take a break and try and catch up with one of the coaches. We'll be back with more right after this.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year, you know, football, beer season, but my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange, throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season, I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal Yard Good Time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Areas of fog linger yet early today. Otherwise, we'll continue to see sunny skies develop, and a wind advisory also goes in effect for the afternoon with a high around 90. South winds increased around 15 to 35. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower or storm develops. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Moving through a Monday. More emails to get to. Daddy, let's hit a couple of those right now because I want you to ponder. From Fast Willie, who we haven't heard from in a while, probably because he owes us lunch. What do you guys think is more impressive? One, holding Jake Locker to 4 for 20 for 71 yards. Two, holding Chris Johnson to 34 yards rushing, as the Steelers did. I know my answer. I'll let you go first. Which is more impressive?
I got to say holding Chris Johnson down.
No, holding Jake Locker. It's the National Football League.
He sucked.
Pittsburgh's a good defense.
Jake, Doug, did you see him throw the ball up?
Okay, what would you have said was more possible on Saturday morning? Which one of those would you have said was more like, would have the better chance of happening?
Well,
any quarterback in the world going 4 for 20, let alone Jake Locker, or a running back being held under 50 yards in the National Football League. Now, I'm not... If that's your opinion, that's fine. I'm just arguing for my opinion.
You say
Chris Johnson, I say Jake Locker.
You say any running back, you throw him in as any running back in the NFL?
What do you think, folks? Fire it off. Fire it off. Shoot us an email here. What was tougher? What do you think's the better feat? What do you think was harder to do or the better feat? Holding Jake Locker to 4 for 20 for 71 yards or holding Chris Johnson to 34 yards rushing? Love to hear from you. Shane says, so does Daddy think Cody Green still deserves a shot at quarterback after Taylor Martinez's performance?
No.
Okay, now let me take it to the next level. Secondly, some people were asking this. Do you feel comfortable if Taylor Martinez would have to sit on the sidelines because of some kind of an injury for any length of time that Nebraska is still good at the quarterback position?
I think yes. Okay. Yes, I'm fine with that.
All right, good. Greg in Roseland says, gentlemen, as a former player in the NCC, that's the conference, the South Dakota State Jackrabbits are affectionately known as the Jacks.
All right. Well, they're going to get jacked up on Saturday.
Oh. Tony, Coach is going to join us later this week, and when we get a I don't even know. This is one of the weirder interviews that I'm trying to prepare for here.
What's the goal?
This is not a young coach in his first year trying to make his way up.
Season.
Yeah, it's his 14th season. He's had some success. They're making the transition, and they're not off to the start that they thought they wanted to be. They've played eight quarters, and they finally scored in that eighth quarter. They've lost to Delaware and Illinois State. 26-3, 24-14. And again, this is not the team that beat Minnesota. South Dakota beat Minnesota a week ago. USC, you should be ashamed of yourselves for being in that game with Minnesota.
See, Vegas was on that one.
Well, again, some of those weird ones did hit. There's no doubt about it. Let's look at our results from the weekend on the Doug and Daddy Pick'em contest. And Merritt, you're telling me we sucked. It was the worst week of the year so far.
It was kind of rough.
Kind of rough? Kind of rough? Did we win? That's the bottom line.
Yeah, we won.
Ha! Tim and Carney, did we all go 4-6?
Oh, no. Daddy went 6-4.
Oh, I thought Merritt said that I won by the
tiebreaker.
You beat
him.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I was bad. Merritt was actually, he beat us all this week, 7-3. May I say, though, I lost a couple in overtime.
Fred, which ones did?
See, I had Georgia against Arkansas. Should have won. Clemson up big. Should have won. Oh, that wasn't on here. That was one of the two. What was the other one? Notre Dame. Iowa. I said that with that spread, you had to worry about that. But Daddy wins it. He goes 6-4, although his 29-28 prediction in the Nebraska game wasn't that good. But yet, you had UCLA knowing that they weren't going to go 0-4. Boy, Kansas State had to eke one out. So I guess on the other side, Idaho, you missed North Carolina against Georgia Tech. So did I. What else? I went 5-5 for the record, by the way. I was going to say, we both missed Georgia. You had UCLA. That was the difference. That was the difference. You had UCLA. I had Houston. I think all the rest of our picks were identical. You had Arizona, but you had Texas Tech to win. So we had three different, and you got two of those, and I only got one. But anyway, Tim gets the sandwich from Big Daddy's Deli, but not one of our finalists and not one of our finer weeks. A lot of games went down to the wire. How about your selections?
Well, we kicked off rolling early. I said we're going to nail one early game. We didn't. We played money line.
Took
the 12 points. We won Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Didn't even need the 12 points.
For you novices out there, the money line is Daddy saying he was taking Vanderbilt for the straight-up victory. And when the point spread's any more than 7, if you're going to Vegas, if you're doing it legally out there in Vegas, you can bet the money line. I mean, Daddy, give an example here. The Super Bowl last year was a 7-point favorite. Or I guess I'm trying to – Arizona-Pittsburgh 2 years ago, I know, 7 points, Pittsburgh.
Plus
– and the money line was like –
260.
You'd have won 220,
okay.
I think.
It
so if you bet $100 or if you bet $10, you'd have won 22, but you don't get the point spread.
Right.
So
just,
anyway, you won. That's a big win. 12 points, that would have been huge money. That would have been like 4-1 on your money.
Then we said we were gonna wait till night and knock them around again. Well, Boise just scored again over Wyoming, by the way. Our next guest, alma mater. We laid the 23 there. We won that easy. We won the Notre Dame by half a point. We were just a little scared going into overtime, but we won that by half a point. Missouri was our loser. We gave 14 points. They squeaked out a tiny victory, which is very disappointing.
Long play in the final minute to pull that out against San Diego State.
So we lost Nebraska, though, too, because I've been counting Nebraska when I win. I'm going to count them when I lose because that's the kind of guy I am. We went 2-1 in the pros as well. So we went 5-3 on the weekend, 5 wins, 3 losses. That brings us up to we were 8-4 heading in. So
if you throw the money line up there, then that's cha-ching.
13-7 on the year.
Oh, ho, ho. I smell addition to the house for Big Daddy. I know a lot of Husker fans bet Nebraska this weekend, too. Let's not lie. So a lot of people are happy that that came out. Daddy, UNK wins a football game, and let's continue on our Mondays with Merck and Morris. Coach Daryl Morris not able to join us today as they get ready for this Saturday's contest out at Western State. So, as you said, a special guest.
Well, why not catch up with a defensive side of the ball, because they did shut down the Mesa State offense on Saturday. Andy Avalos joins us. Andy, thanks for giving us a minute this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome back.
No problem. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. And, Coach, let's get into the game here a little bit. You guys just got off to a really good start. You put 21 up in the first quarter, and then it wasn't much of a ball game after that. There wasn't a whole lot of excitement. The defense did their job against Mesa. You guys look at the tape. Your thoughts on how the team performed?
You know, overall as a team, I think we got a lot better. We had the bye week going into Mesa and stuff, and so we used that time to just get technically better in all phases, and I think the guys did a good job in the bye week, and it paid off for us this past weekend.
Andy, you knew going into this season that defensive backs was going to be one of the areas you guys were going to probably struggle early on. I thought in the first half, Arthur Hobbs did some really good things. Closed on well, broke up a big pass when they were moving the ball early.
Oh, yeah, Arthur's a good player. We're pretty fortunate to get Arthur signed up and out here in the summer. He's a good addition to the team. He's been huge for us. He allows us to do a lot of different things on defense. Having a guy, you know, at that corner spot that you count on that take care of one side of the field, so he helps us out a lot. Like I said, he enables us to do a lot of things, and he makes a lot of plays.
And then I guess it starts up front. I thought Mason Brodeen and Arodi just raised hell with their offensive line the whole first half, just slamming people around up there. Sue-like performances from those two.
Yeah, just, you know, we'd worked in the bye week and leading up in the Mesa, just, you know, trying to get better technically with our hands and feet and stuff and putting ourselves in good positions. And I thought those guys just went out there and had fun, flew around and made some plays. Josh made a ton of plays. You know, him and Justin Teal were our two inside guys. We're living in the backfield all game, and that was our goal. And I thought they did a pretty good job of getting that done.
Andy Avalos of the UNK Lopers joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for our Monday segment to recap what happened with the Lopers and the Hastings College Broncos. Coach, you guys also had a special teams touchdown here. Corey Morton, another local product, gets a block punt for a touchdown. And that's late in the first half, late in the first quarter, excuse me. That's your third score there in the first quarter, and really kind of opens things up when you can make a play like that.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, that was exciting. You know, I handle a lot of the special teams, and I've been waiting just for, you know, a big-time play like that for the guys to execute something and get something done that we've been practicing in week and all week in practice, you know. And those guys did an unbelievable job. Really, it was, you know, Eli Hammond blocked a punt, but Corey set it up. Corey pinned a guy and allowed Eli to come through, and Eli did a nice job of taking the ball off the punter's foot. And Corey Morton reaped the benefits. He saw the ball blocked, and he went and scooped and scored. And then Eli actually did a great job of blocking for Corey, the one possible guy that could have maybe tackled Corey. Eli ended up blocking him also. So it was a great play. You know, that whole side of our punt block team there did a great job. And it was exciting. I was glad for those guys because they had worked hard at that all through the bye week and the Mesa week. So it was glad to see it paid off.
Andy, it looks like the offense becomes more multidimensional. They run it for 204. They throw it for 251. Pretty tough to slow these guys down as well.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the offense, they're high power. You know, they get the ball. They go fast. They got a lot of good players on offense. Rustin, you know, and the quarterback Spitz, he does a great job. He makes things happen when things aren't there, you know, whether it be with his feet or with his arm. And, you know, Kyle's a great receiver. I think he had one catch right down in front of the bench when the defense was on the bench going over some things, and we couldn't even keep the defensive guys' attention because Kyle made a great catch right in front of the bench. But, you know, that's Kyle. He does that week in, week out.
You guys get into the meat of the schedule here a little bit. You got to go on the road. You got a couple injuries. Comment maybe on Jake Richardson. We hear it's a dislocated ankle, done for the year, and then maybe on Rustin.
We'll catch back up with Andy Avalos. Yeah, there's a couple of injuries there that the Lopers suffered over the weekend. They included, as you said, a break in the game there to get Jake Richardson out and took him to the hospital with the dislocated ankle. And Rustin Dring has a banged up, well, I guess however you describe an MCL injury. Anytime you start talking CLs, it's not good. And he's going to be out probably at least a couple of weeks. And the Lopers had a ton of guys that had to run the football on Saturday.
Yeah, you know what? And I think, you know, it's a good time to catch Western. They're not a good football team. And I know that Darryl would probably tell you differently. And you know, and they want these guys to get up there and go out there and play a good football game. But this is a team that's been outscored 158-29. And it's just Pat Stewart was a former UNK assistant. He's a head coach at Western State now. I think the deal to get this thing turned around is probably taking longer than maybe Coach Stewart expected. But it's going to be an uphill battle for Western State. Kearney's man-on-man, just a better football team. One of those kind of Nebraska-Washington deals. Just man-on-man, talent differential, and it goes to the Lopers' favor.
Well, maybe Andy's cell phone battery ran out, so we're just not going to be able to catch back up with Andy, but we got through what we needed to. We'll try and catch up with Coach Morris a little bit later on in the week, maybe Wednesday, to preview Western State. Our Mondays with Merck and Morris brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. We'll take a break and be back and talk about the NFL. Again, crap officiating, and it just continues, and it's costing teams games. Back after this.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
So how do you want this burger cooked?
Well done. Now see, that's interesting.
What?
Well, what do football players say to each other after a good play?
Nice job.
Way to go.
No, come on, what else?
Good for you!
Well done. They say well done. Because, you see, football was created to make us grill.
Aw, oh, come on, man. They hardly ever say well done.
Oh, so you're saying it's rare? Like unicorns.
Grab the Kingsford charcoal on game day because football was made for grilling.
Hey, Mike Golic here. On game day, not all the action will be on the field. A lot could be happening on your grill. Burgers and dogs sizzling to perfection. Your buddies grabbing them up and munching them down while watching the game on TV. I'm talking about tailgating at home. You own the concession stand, so you know it's going to be good. And with Kingsford Charcoal, you're really cooking. Hey, football was made for grilling. For more football fun, play the Kingsford College Showdown on ESPN.com.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
Areas of fog linger yet early today. Otherwise, we'll continue to see sunny skies develop, and a wind advisory also goes in effect for the afternoon with a high around 90. South winds increased around 15 to 35. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower storm develops. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I don't know why. I love it. I'll tell you what. Tomorrow I'm going to Minden to do volleyball. My personal plea to the Minden Music Department, their band kicks ass. Please be there tomorrow night. That's all I'm saying. They weren't there last time. Be there. They're so good. and the you know, the basketball, the volleyball, everything that's in the gym lately has been so good for Minden. Get the band in there, and Hawaii 5-0 tonight premieres on CBS. CBS tonight, Hawaii 5-0.
Right before that, 2.5 Men, all the good shows.
It's a CBS Monday with Monday Night Football on as well.
And they moved CSI Miami.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't care.
October 3rd, season premiere.
I don't care. Let's go to the phone lines. What do we got, Merritt?
Stan from Hastings got a question for you guys.
Stan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, just a question for Daddy here, and then a general question. First of all, I heard you guys talking about the Nighthawks, first game Friday night. Is that on TV anywhere that you know of? And second, this is for Daddy. If Taylor would go down, who would he feel more comfortable replacing him? Cody Green with his performance this year, or Zach Lee with what little he's done this year? I'll hang up and listen to you.
Thanks,
Stan. Let me answer the first one. No, I don't think it's on TV. It is on the radio, 1620 The Zone. Michael Sevier is on the color down there, so if you go to their website, you can find out a whole lot more, 1620thezone.com, if you want to listen to it on Friday. Now, Daddy, the Husker question.
Okay, after I've calmed down, we saw a whole year of what Zach Lee could do. Virginia Tech, remember that game? We needed one first down. Couldn't get it. Remember the Texas game? Needed one first down. Couldn't get it. Cody could get you one first down. I'm so confident in that. He could not be worse than Zach Lee.
And you know why Daddy's relaxed? Because he's sitting in his new Lazy Boy recliner from Bruce Furniture. That's where he watches his football these days. He kicks back. He relaxes. Mike, Doug, and the gang, they delivered it. They took out the old chair. Might have had some water damage. They took it out. They threw it out. They took out another couch that he had. They took it over to his brother's. He loves it.
They took it to the auction. I got
$12
for it.
They took that chair to the auction. There you go. Why? Because Bruce Furniture will do that for you for free. It is what they do. Just the right look for you at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Holdridge, and Hastings. You can check them out online at brucefurniture.com. They're there for you, open for you. They work for you. You want some new carpet? There it is. You need something new for the bedroom? There it is. You just need the chairs, the Lazy Boy, the lane, something to watch football, the Major League Baseball pennant races, the Ryder Cup, something to go 99 in when your long sports day is over. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Tony, a couple of things that I want to bring up from the weekend. First, nephew Cody had a kick butt over the weekend, birthday party, turned 7.
Awesome. Happy birthday, Coach.
So he rocked that out there. I want to thank all the fine folks where we were over the weekend doing football in Kennesaw. Nice new facilities there.
You know what? I give a shout-out. They're most small schools. They tell the dance team to take 2 weeks off and then take an extended vacation. Kennesaw, good work on the dance team. The girls did a heck of a job at halftime.
Always helps when the music starts around on time, too.
Well, you know what? Give credit where credit is due. Some of the other schools, take a couple weeks off, then quit. Not Kennesaw. Keep dancing, girls.
Oh, daddy, 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 daddy. Also, to the folks over in Ravenna, had a good time losing golf balls this weekend, so that was fun. Great time watching football. You didn't get to snag anything in the mouth because it was cold.
Windy. Saturday morning, that wind just, it sucked because we're ready to go and the wind just continually blew.
And, Daddy, here's something, you know, it always brings a smile to your face because you remember the good times that you had here. It's been all over the place. Facebook, I can't believe how many people with UNK ties have been talking about this, but Saturday night was the closing of the back lot in Kearney. After 38 years, can that possibly be right? And they had a great crowd out there. We got to help them usher it on out. So congratulations to Bob and the gang, and hopefully retirement treats them well.
Yeah, you know what? I think a lot of, you know, that was a conversation around Kearney. You know, Husker Harvest Day is wrapping up, place where a lot of people stop on their way home.
Daddy, it always made you feel younger, didn't you? And now it's closed, so how are you going to feel younger?
Well, it's pretty much a no-brainer. That's why I go to 42nd and 2nd Avenue now. Complete Nutrition. They've got a fall kickoff special, 30% off all protein powders. For a limited time only, 30% off. Hey, Complete Nutrition in Kearney. They're going to open a new store in Grand Island, too. But you need to know whether you want V-Core, whether you want Titan, whether you want Goliath. They're all individually. You've got to go up and talk to the gang. They're trained professionals. Their mission is to help every one of their customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Hey, go see them, Complete Nutrition, just north of Sunmart in Kearney, or call them today, 338-1-FIT, or online at CompleteNutrition.com. They can tell you whether you want the V-Core, whether you want the Titan, whether you want the Goliath. You're trying to put on some muscle mass, they've got the protein powders for you. Complete Nutrition is where it's at, 42nd 2nd Avenue, the Archway Plaza, right out in front of that in Kearney.
Daddy, a couple of things before we get on out of here. With the good performance over the weekend, senior Eric Haig has earned Nebraska's first Big 12 Player of the Week award of the season. Selected as the Defensive Player of the Week, had an interception. He finished with a tackle, pair of pass breakups. Kind of weird. His stats weren't great, but they picked somebody, and it was Eric Haig. And then Taylor Martinez, the Rivals.com National Freshman of the Week.
Good for him.
Also, in other news to tell you about... South Dakota State, they're coming to Nebraska for the first time since 1963. Woo! And in Division II, the new poll is out. Wayne State got beat this weekend, Daddy. They're out of the rankings, and UNK is up to 19.
Huh. It's interesting. You want to comment on the NFL, Doug, before we went to that break?
I mean, play the music. I mean, I just, there's not enough time to talk about it. You say it time and time again. You don't do your job. You get reprimanded. You get fired. And until these idiots, I mean, the Cincinnati-Baltimore game was flat-out decided in the fourth quarter by horrible calls. I've never seen a better tackle of a quarterback, a cleaner tackle of a quarterback, and you throw a flag for roughing. It's just horrible. If he's on the field next week as a referee, then the NFL and Roger Goodell needs to be taken to task. It's just sad. And that wasn't all. That wasn't all. Daddy and I were arguing back and forth on a couple calls yesterday as well, too. It's just... get it right, morons. Get it right. That's all I got to say. There's just too many of them to worry about. We want to thank Andy Avalos from UNK to talk about the Lopers. Want to thank Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College. All your emails, all your calls. Tomorrow, Bo Pelini's press conference, Troutman's Tuesday trivia, and we'll also catch up with the head coach of the South Dakota State Jackrabbits later this week. We got a whole lot more coming up this week.
Hey, nice to see Detroit get a call back yesterday, an incomplete pass on Macklin down the sideline there. Negated a big play, much like the play in the end zone a week earlier. We'll see you. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.